going up the middle. So Coach Grabowskis is simply saying, hey, stand your ground on the outside defensive linemen and be ready for that pitch play because we want to stop them and force a third and very long.
So it's still second and goal from the 15-yard line for the Bath Fighting Bees with 2:33 left in the game. Bath leads by 7, 21-14. Three wide to the right, now make that two in the man in motion. It's a pitch out to Richardson going around the right side, down to the 10-yard line, still on his feet, and Lakers starts to swarm to the ball down to about the 8-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain, still brings up third and long for the Bees. With 2:15 left and the clock continues to wind down.
57, Taylor Fall on the bottom of that pile.
Third and goal from the 8. Bath taking their time. 2 minutes to play. Lakers trying to come up with a goal line stand here to make it still a one possession game and march down the field and try to take the lead or at least tie it at 21 apiece. Couldn't ask for a much closer game throughout the entire game.
We kind of figured that right from the beginning, looking at them averages from across the season, both teams very evenly matched.
Three wide to the left, now Payne in motion to the right, and Dustin Cady comes into the backfield and brings down the quarterback, Moffitt, for a loss. Back at the 11-yard line, a loss of 3, and now a fourth down for Bath.
Yeah, and decision time here for Bath. Their extra point kicker seemed to be pretty good on his opportunity. A bad snap prevented him from kicking the second one. I don't know if the field goal unit is trustworthy or not. Outside, if you don't see that, I think you're going to see Moffitt air the ball into the end zone and try and get a touchdown.
They're currently on the sidelines. The clock winding down. Less than 60 seconds to play now. As they're waiting, and now they call a timeout with 50 seconds to play in the game. Bass trying to milk the clock as much as it's worth. So both teams come back to the sidelines. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the last 50 seconds of the game. It's Bath 21, Lakers 14.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Here we go, folks. Fourth down and goal to go from the 11-yard line. Bath with the ball. Lakers trying to come up with a stop. Three wide to the right. Moffitt rolling to his right, looking to pass. Still going. Throws this one into the end zone. And it is
caught.
Touchdown, Bath. Caught.
I think it's Leslie
by
Payne.
Number 3, Leslie Payne, in the corner of the end zone on your far side of your radio. Brings in the touchdown pass. The first passing touchdown of the night for Moffitt. And that is makes it Bath 27, Lakers 14.
Oh, and the nail in the coffin there. And just as we predicted, if the field goal team wasn't trustworthy, they were going to let Moffitt throw it into the end zone. Not really worried that they were going to have Lakers pinned deep if they didn't get it, but they might as well try and throw it. And it's worked to a T for the Fighting Bees.
That's a heartbreaker right there.
It certainly is.
Coming down to the very bitter end as the extra point is up from Wolfinger, and it is no good. So the score remains a 13-point differential with 44 seconds left. Bath 27, Lakers 14. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bath breaks out to their biggest lead of the night at 13 with 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Heartbreaking, Clark. It really is.
No other way to put it.
Yeah, just shaking my head here, and that's all I can really do right now.
Tough to put it into words otherwise. As such a good, solid effort by the Lakers all night and all season. Really, the difference was a big fullback in Reindress.
Absolutely, and a couple turnovers in the first half.
From both sides.
Both sides, really. Yeah.
As Wolfinger here to kick it off. He's going to send this one deep down to the 20-yard line, picked up by Diaz there. Coming across to the 30, down to the 35. He's going to come back into the 40. He's still on his feet at the 45.
Oh, and
he's
fumbled it.
Looks like Lakers grabbed it at midfield, though. And it is Laker ball with 35 seconds left. Picked up by no other than Terrence Dubes.
Well, of course. I wouldn't expect anything less.
You know, one good thing here, though, Dave, is it's a heavy junior squad, and Lakers are going to be something to contend with next year.
Oh, no doubt. I absolutely love seeing the green machine here, the Lakers here, back into the postseason, and they will, and you can almost bet they'll be back next year with most of the same squad, but they just don't have the passing firepower here to score twice in 44 seconds, I don't believe.
Actually, 35 seconds now as they send three wide to the left and two wide at the right. Empty backfield.
But let's see what they got.
And the post is in the shotgun. Screen pass to the left to Diaz to the 45, and he's brought down there.
Again, the ball's on the ground
the
again.
The ball's on loose. They say it was down. Tackle was made by number 22, Zach Richardson of Bath. With 20 seconds left, Lakers going to try and get one more playoff here as the Bath sideline and fan base starting to celebrate through the rain, through the wind. It's a pass deep down to Terrence Dubes. This one falls incomplete at the 26 with 9 seconds left. So Lakers going to get one more play off here before the clock will hit zeros. Now into the huddle. Lakers probably for the last time here for the season. Last play was set up by screen pass to Diaz. Third and five now, two wide to the right, two men in the backfield. 9 seconds left. Post back to pass, rolling to his right, throws this one, loses footing at the last second. And this one's going to fall incomplete at the 30-yard line. I guess you could say it was intended for Dubes, but really it was intended for Seth Bowles, who was streaking down the near sideline with 4 seconds left. Clock stopped momentarily. Now fourth down coming up. As the officials are still trying to get a dry football out there. With 4 seconds left, Bath 27, Lakers 14. So Lakers comes up to the line of scrimmage one last time here, facing a fourth and five. Bowles wide to the right. Standard formation otherwise with Katie and Diaz in the backfield. And off to Diaz. He has the first down to the 40.
He fumbles.
Down to the 38-yard line, and that is going to be it after a 7-yard gain. Final score, Bath advances to the district finals, taking out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in a heartbreaker, 27-14. A very close game all the way through, but when it came down to it, the fullback for Bath was just too much to contain. And when we return, we'll break down all the area games, including Harbor Beach and Oakland Hills Christian and the Bath Fighting Bees and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Final score, Bath 27, Lakers 14 on the WLEW Sports Network.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500.